This is John McVane in New York. The American Broadcasting Company and its affiliated stations bring you now the coronation of Queen Elizabeth II. In the next 3.5 hours, you will hear the description of Queen Elizabeth's procession to Westminster Abbey and the full coronation service brought to you by an unexcelled staff of ABC News reporters headed by Mary Margaret McBride and Ted Malone, including Blevins Davis, Robert Sturdivant, Frederick B. Opper, and Jack Parker. The Queen has just left Buckingham Palace. She's going down the mall toward Westminster Abbey. The voice you will hear now is that of Tom Fleming, a BBC correspondent stationed at Middlesex Guildhall just outside the Abbey. Will you come in, London?
In a few moments, we'll be coming to attention and then presenting arms, the royal salute, when the Queen Mother comes. And we can't help thinking of what memories this journey through London to the Abbey will arouse for Her Majesty the Queen Mother. And what a poignant moment it will be when she alights here at the Abbey, at the very spot where 16 years ago, almost exactly, she alighted for her coronation as Queen Consort. And what proud moments await her inside the Abbey. She must be the proudest mother in all the world today as she watches her daughter bearing her name as well as the name of the first Elizabeth of England, crowned Queen and Sovereign. And now the guards of honor come to attention. The band is ready. And the trumpeters of the Royal Military School of Music prepare to sound the welcoming fanfare. And here they come, with a bobbing of plumed helmets, a flashing of breastplates, a gleaming of white and gold cartouche belts. The first troop of the captain's escort of the household cavalry is upon us. And just round from Parliament Square, now in a moment we shall see the Irish stagecoach carrying Her Majesty the Queen Mother and Her Royal Highness Princess Margaret. Here they come now. Smiling that smile that we have known through so many years, and wearing white satin dresses, both of them looking absolutely exquisite inside the beautifully gilded and crowned Irish state coach. The coach drawing up to the annex now. Princess Margaret, our hearts go out to her. On this day of proud happiness and of remembering. Now the noble pageant of the Queen's procession is moving towards us through the excited, crowded streets. And we shall follow its progress until it reaches us here at the door of Westminster Abbey. And we watch it first with Raymond Baxter in Trafalgar Square. And in Trafalgar Square, the excitement of the vast throngs of people rises to its first great climax of the day. Because
The leading units of Her Majesty's procession are already spreading through the central arc of the Admiralty Arch under the great royal cipher in gold on a crimson field and flanked by two huge gilt anchors heavily decorated with knotted golden ropes. You can hear the clank and jingle of harness and the rumble of artillery wheels as the King's Hood Royal Horse Artillery rumbled through Trafalgar Square. And as we look through the three arches of the splendid backcloth and color of the mall, the crimson of the banner and the guard, the blue and gold of the triumphal arches and the pale green of the fresh leaves of the park, it's as if the decorated side panels of some great snuffbox of Florentine or Venetian design have mysteriously come to life. The figures pouring forth in an ordered array of pomp to wind through Trafalgar Square and delight and thrill the tens of thousands of people who are packed here. The procession is alive with a nameless magic, almost ethereal in its splendor. But there's little of the ethereal here in the square. The people and their tens of thousands pack every vantage point, every square inch of this, the great free viewing place for the coronation. The Trafalgar Square, London's great place of assembly by hard-won right, is a sea of festive humanity. And now, as the guards come swinging through the central arch, leading the senior officers of the Air Force, listen to the band of the Brigade of Guards. The Grenadiers Band swings down Northumberland Avenue, with the rear being brought up by the call of drums of their 1st Battalion, and behind ride the Queen's Honorary Physicians, Surgeons, and Dental Surgeons of the Royal Air Force. And amongst them is one proud woman, the one nursing sister of the Royal Air Force, Air Commandant R.M. White. And behind the officers of the Air Force, and the captains of the Royal Air Force and the aides-de-camp come the Queen's physicians and honorary surgeons of the Territorial Army. And now there's a pause in a slight gap in the procession now before the next line of coaches come swinging through that great central arc against that magnificent backdrop of the Admiralty Arch. And finally rides the leading escort as the lifeguards, two officers and a trooper, and the sun comes blazing out now through the grey sky in Trafalgar Square to glint and gleam on the silver helms and cuirasses of the Chateau Cavalry. Open land doors, jingling through the square, while the Air Ministers start. I recognize in their full dress uniform Air Vice Marshal Sir Harry Broadhurst, among others of the distinguished air officers who made history and whose names became household words during the war. And now the Admiralty Staff, also in open carriages, magnificent, of course, in gold robes. The sun shining on the white covers of their service hats and on the gold braid of their epaulettes and at their sleeves. now, as I look out across the sea of people over towards Nelson's Column, it's as if a strange colored mist had risen above the heads of the crowd, as up come the periscopes, thousands and thousands of gaudily decorated periscopes in the rear ranks of the thousands of people here, peering through their mirrors, getting a magnificent sight now as the air staff officers ride past, the Admiralty staff officers, and now the colonial contingent, Her Majesty's colonial escort, jingling through Trafalgar Square, flanked by a trooper of the Life Guards. Here we see tropical vests, white coat helmets, white tropical jackets, slouch hats, and the dark skins of the West African riders. And then bringing up the rear, the Rhodesians in khaki, white coat helmets with golden spears crowning them. And then a magnificent splash of oriental color, the crimson of tunic and the blue of turban and gold saddle cloth. And now a traditional piece of London, a traditional piece of Elizabethan England, the Yeomen of the Guard, marching past another magnificent splash of crimson and gold, their halberds floating, and then in royal livery, the Queen Bargemaster and 12 of Her Majesty's noblemen, marching past, rich and stuffed in crimson, and now the mounted band of the Royal Horse Guards, the Blues. And second divisions of the Sovereign's Escort, the Life Guards, jingle through the square. Now comes the climax, the glittering living necklace of pomp wine past. Now we await the richest jewel of all, the golden cage, Her Majesty, His Royal Highness, coming now under the Admiralty Arch, coming into the square, and the crowd receives them as only a British crowd in London could. In that great gilt coach. She glanced down Whitehall. I saw her glance towards the spires and tires and feathery stone trophy of Westminster, almost as if in eager anticipation of her arrival down at the Abbey. And then her glance went to her husband, erect, proud at her side, and her smile to him was a radiance of understanding, of companionship and of love. And now the great tide of cheering that follows the royal progress surges across Trafalgar Square in a sea of noise to be confined in the narrow canyon of Northumberland Avenue and echo and re-echo between those tall, bedecked buildings until it breaks free again along the shores of London River. And to those loyal cheers...
You are listening to the coronation of Queen Elizabeth from London.
We pause 10 seconds for station identification.
Pepperell, makers of world-famous Lady Pepperell sheets and blankets, are sponsoring the American Broadcasting Company's coverage of the coronation. Direct from London,
we are bringing you the traditional coronation ceremony. In America, just as in England, it is tradition that links the past with the present. This is certainly true of the Pepperell Manufacturing Company. Since 1844, the men and women of Pepperell, through generations, have always produced the finest quality textile products. Today, you can buy, at popular prices, the finest sheets, both regular and fitted types, the most luxurious bed blankets and baby blankets, all from Pepperell. At better stores in your community, see the superb Lady Pepperell sheets, the soft, deep-nap Pepperell bed blankets, and Baby Pepperell crib blankets. Yes, stop in today and let Pepperell products bring added elegance, color, and charm to your home.
Queen Elizabeth has just come through the mall into Trafalgar Square. She is now going down the embankment. The next voice you hear will be the voice of a BBC reporter on the scene. Will you come in, London?
Between us and Westminster Bridge, 33,000 of them have been marshaled on the roadway, on the pavement, and on hills staging on both sides of the road in a special place to our right for the deaf and the partially blind and disabled. They left their schools some time ago. Listen to them cheering now as the procession goes by. Children's Corner will have a special appeal for the Queen and for the Duke of Edinburgh as parents of a young family. And to judge from the welcome these children have already given to other processions, they're going to bring the young leaves fluttering down from the trees when the state coach goes by. And now, that moment is almost upon us. Listen to the cheers as the coach approaches the corner and turns into the embankment. Passes us, and the Queen, with the Duke of Edinburgh on her left, smiling happily, waving to the children a forest of hands and handkerchiefs and caps, everything the children can bring out, as the coach passes down the embankment to the head Westminster Bridge. So, as the Queen arrives to the Abbey, she's accompanied by these joyous cheers of her subjects, young and old. But what is the mood within the Abbey itself? For a moment, we leave the welcome of the crowds in the street.
We take you now to Mary Margaret McBride, who is speaking from a position just outside Westminster Abbey.
Well, the body has short sleeves and a square-cut neck, and the sleeves and bodies are embroidered with silver, with rhinestones, with pearls, and medallions of what they call broderie engraved in silver.
Okay. Look down over the whole length of the Abbey, over the high altar directly beneath us to the theatre, and beyond along the spire and above the organ loft to the nave and the west door, 100 yards away, where the Queen's procession will enter. Already we've seen a number of processions moving slowly through the Abbey. We've seen the glittering magnificence of the regalia borne from the Jerusalem chamber by the Abbey clergy, fire flashing from jewels in crown and orb and scepter, and half an hour ago came the procession of the princes and princesses of the blood royal, preceded by the heralds, blue mantle pursuivant and rose crown pursuivant, the brave splash of royal arms upon their tabards. And then, just now, a small procession which touched our hearts indeed, the procession of the Queen Mother and Princess Margaret. And as the Queen Mother passed the empty throne, she glanced for a moment towards it, and then preceded by the Lord Chamberlain of her household, she entered the Royal Gallery, where with Princess Margaret and other members of the Royal Family, she overlooked the
city. We take you now to Blevins Davis.
Platform, which is called the theatre. It's 60 yards long, 50 yards across. On it, raised upon the 5 steps, stands the rose-coloured throne with the golden royal fighter, and from it which chair, and the chair of a state, and the rose fallstools where the queen will kneel, and the chairs of the royal dukes. This space is where most of the coronation rites take place, and overlooking the theatre to our left is the Royal Gallery with the golden heavy plate arranged below. And opposite, the bishop's seat. And at the 4 corners of the theatre are the 4 massive, fluted stone pillars supporting the great arches which soar into the shadowy heights of the abbey roof high above the arch lamps. Like giant forest trees, they are, these pillars, and round them at their base are grouped the great officers of state and the heralds in their emblazoned scabbards. And between them, to our left and right in the south and north township, are the galleries hung with blue fabric, the blue of a summer sea, the galleries where the peers and peeresses are seated in their crimson robes with capes of white miniver in tier upon tier of seats, a mass of snowy miniver and crimson barred with blue, rising to the great rose windows of the abbey. And beyond the theatre, a broad pathway of sea blue carpet leads through choir and nave to the west door. And in the choir stalls on the edge of the theatre are seated the royal guests, the representatives of foreign states in wonderful uniforms and national dress, from turbans and stilts to dark burnouses, and with them the Commonwealth Prime Minister. All this coloured stuff and the fabric and carpet and robe and uniform glows under light pouring down from dozens of arc lamps. Gold, blue, scarlet, crimson, then brilliantly illuminated, shining against the grey background of the old abbey stone, and against the background too now of carpet where the golden sunlight has broken in for a moment through the windows of the abbey. It's as if an artist had splashed broad bands of colour on a dark canvas and then filled in with robe and uniform, steadily building up a superb pattern until when so soon now the Queen's procession comes with crowns, swords, sceptres, orbs, spurs, jewels, standards, banners, with the archbishops in mitre and cope, with heralds and officers of the orders of knighthood in mantles of satin blue or scarlet satin, and the great officers of state and the scarlet and gold uniforms of gentlemen at arms. When the great procession comes, endlessly the rich colors will flow into their appointed places, and with the pattern complete, we shall have massed round the golden theater a magnificent set piece, a brilliant border for the solemn ritual which is to follow. And all this magnificence doesn't distract from the solemnity of the occasion. It adorns it, accentuates it. It's a symbol of the deep importance we attach to it, and time again our eyes return from the splendor to the quiet space in the center of the moving pattern, to the theater before the high altar.
Now, our correspondents are along the route, and the next voice you hear will be that of Frederick B. Opper of ABC, stationed outside the Abbey.
That is on the square. People are clapping. Should be here at any moment. However, I'll let Ted Malone decide that and go back to Ted Malone. Yes, as the Queen's procession nears Parliament Square, we're going to give you the complete picture as it arrives at the Abbey and the reactions of the crowds here all around Parliament Square. The procession has not yet arrived, however, and while the excitement amounts all the time as each of the portions of the parade in advance of the Queen proceed her down around Parliament Square here, approaching the Abbey, the excitement mounts from all corners. You are listening to the coronation of Queen Elizabeth from London.
Through the worldwide facilities of the American Broadcasting Company, we are presenting this eyewitness account of the historic coronation ceremonies direct from London, England. Our broadcast continues in just a moment. Pepperell, makers of Lady Pepperell sheets and blankets, are sponsoring the American Broadcasting Company's coverage of the coronation. In all the empire's history, no monarch ever enjoyed a longer reign than beloved Queen Victoria. She became queen in 1837 and ruled for 63 years. It was only a few years after her coronation that the Pepperell Manufacturing Company was founded in a small village in the state of Maine. Since then, through more than a century of change and progress, Pepperell has been a leader in fine quality textile products. Today, as a new chapter in history begins in Britain, Pepperell presents its world-famous Lady Pepperell sheets in classic white and in six beautiful coronation colors, like Princess Pink, Duchess Yellow, Windsor Rose. Authentic coronation colors that bring new glamour and beauty to your bedroom. Better stores now have Lady Pepperell sheets in coronation colors. See them today.
This is Ted Mullins again at Westminster. The moment has arrived that everyone has been waiting for. The royal procession with the King's gold coach is turning into Parliament Square. And the lords of the realm have forgotten their dignity to join with the thousands along the streets in the most stirring ovation ever given a monarch. The solid British guards lining the route are the only ones who haven't joined the shouting, cheering multitude. But listen for yourself as we take you now to Parliament Square and Fred Upton. The crowd has fallen silent now, waiting for the Queen. Big Ben is booming in the background, and here before me are passing the Queen's procession, admirals of the Royal Navy, riding on horseback and having a little trouble, I notice. Most of these admirals have had to take special training in order to be able to get along today. They're passing along now pretty well. And here are a detachment from the colonies. The Jersey's also riding. The Jersey's on horseback, and the South Africans, a detachment from Pakistan is coming by now, looking very attractive. Scarlet jackets with gold braid, black turbans sticking up, white breeches, and black boots. We're still waiting for the Queen to come, and she should be here at any moment. For that, I suggest that we pass it over to Mary Margaret McBride. Or shall I give it to you? Let us pass it over directly to Ted Malone. People don't have to be British or relish monarchies to enjoy the spectacle and pageantry of this historic scene at Westminster Abbey this morning. For 30 minutes, this young girl in her Cinderella coat has ridden along the streets lined with people crowded beyond the ship, all of them shouting themselves hoarse in sincere devotion to their queen. This is her day, and they are making it indelible. This is her hour, the finest of her life. All of the eight Windsor days, guided by the four proceedings, near Parliament Square, the soldiers stop to attention. The crowd stands fixed. Listen to the cheering in the crowd as the Queen's coach comes around the edge of Parliament Square.